every day.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Zip code is 46235.
And that was 46235?
Yes.
I might have your first and last name.
Amanda Downs.
And will you verify your shipping address for me?
4935 Chipshaw Lane, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46235.
Okay, so I do see here. I do see
and I'm calling it because I don't recognize shop value. I'm just trying to see what product this is because I had recurring charges on my debit card for $49.97. So I just called my bank and I didn't even realize that I was charged $49.97 last month too. But they say, yeah, so it dates back to December. The first charge was $7.95, and then there was a second charge for $49.97, and then another charge this for January. And I'm like, what is shop value? Because I was about to get my debit card blocked and get a new card. So I'm like, let me call this place and try to see what product this is because I've been wrecking my brain trying to figure this out.
Okay, so can I try the, let's see.
Because I'm like, I'm trying to see if it was a fraudulent charge or if it's something that I signed up for and didn't know I signed up for them to keep charging me this.
Okay, can I try the, let's see. So basically, it started where you pay the $7.45. They shipped it out to you as a gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. And within 48 hours, they billed you for that membership.
Okay, so this, what was it? Was it a neck massager?
Yes, ma'am, it was for that neck massager.
Okay, I will never, ever in life, and I'm about to be 44 this year, but never again in my life will I take a survey because it started off as a survey for T-Mobile. And it was as though, oh, if you take this survey, pay the shipping, pick an item that you want. And I call myself reading over the fine print to make sure they weren't trying to recharge me a recurring charge. And I paid the shipping for that neck massager. And so I did not want to sign up for no membership or anything. They did the same thing to my husband. He picked a flashlight, and there was a charge on his credit card, and he was just talking to me like, I'm wondering how in the world this charge is on my credit card. Nobody else has used my credit card. And he discovered they signed him up for some membership just for that flashlight. So I'm sure they're not going to refund me my $100. I'm sure they're not. So is it a way that they can stop this now? I don't want to be part of their membership. I will never, ever in the rest of my life do anybody survey because it's a scam.
Okay, just so one moment. And I'm still here, just hold one moment. I can go ahead and do for you is get that account canceled. And I do have confirmation for you to write down.
Okay, I'm ready.
That would be C for Charlie. 258-8475-78.
Okay. C as a Charlie, 258-8475-78.
That's correct.
Okay. So if a charge happens to come up again, I would just call this number back with this confirmation number that it was canceled.
That's correct. Your account has been canceled and you will not receive any future charges nor shipments from us.
Okay. Thank you.
Yo, is there anything else that I may help you with today?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.